Beginn ich gerade daf, mir sagt es, aber kann man daf jetzt chas, beginn mal auf, beginn test, master, beginn was ich mache, aber chad maschunen, but eating the rope, well, that's not necessarily normal, and there should be only chad sinazik, which Tais explains. Meaning, bishlem, we understand the adli koi, if it was going on the bucket. Take a look, so then you'll be able to explain, b'chebe geror, it's talking about an inferior rope, but yashon, it's all the bowling worn out, with the uchi huli posi b'chatitim u'etes, where then it's normal for it to become detached with just a little of pecking, which that's actually normal, that pecking, where it's just pecking to suck out the water that's in the rope. So that would actually be urche. But now that you're saying it's on the rope, so that's the damage you're paying for, then it must be something of value. The shaykh b'tashlim, that's it's applicable payment, it must be a strong rope. If that's the case, then it's not normal for it to have pecked so much. Well, you know, another approach you could say is, yeah, like, it would be going in the bucket. But seen Lafarge, you would be able to explain the nifzak. And when we say that it gets detached, just means that the knot came undone. That the bucket was tied onto the rope. But now that you're saying that's not damage. Now they're saying that the damage on the rope, that must have pecked, well, that's not normal. Next test mouth begins the mother. Tipshed the levka koichadami. Well, then you should be able to resolve that it's not koichadami. That this koich according to Sumchas. Which takes this is have a lot for them. The Gemara could have said the zil hocha kamatchile, which is that no, just that either way you could reject the raya. Ella the balavu chemeshana shabbat. But you're right. The Gemara could have said it. But anyways, the Gemara has a good answer for this question of saying tipshedly. And on the pile, you pay chatzin nezik, which gets burnt up. Which Tais explains, it depends according to whom. Come on, later in the Beis Medav, my father Sigmar explains, according to one who holds that the liability of fire is because it's like the person's arrows. So I'll call a godish mesham chatzin nezik. So then on the whole pile of grain, you pay chatzin nezik, because the chita of the kelevhain, where it's like the arrows of his dog, Vavitrarius, and that's like what Tsarius essentially is. Levad memokum gechelz, except for the place of where the coal is, where there's going to be nezik shal. Man the meishem meishem memoinim. According to the one that holds that your fire is like your money, so I call a gadish potter. So actually, on the whole pile, you potter because that's not the fire is not your money. But mokum gechelz in the place of the coal, chatzin nezik because that's someone but the adiyadu because that's where you threw it. That's tsareis on the place where it landed. So it depends for what is going to be the interpretation. It does not mean the words of the meaning. What's chatzin nezik is the where it was thrown or actually the rest of the pile. Next test not to bring a zigmara. Nazik shal meguf meashkechan. Do we ever find anywhere that the full damages is going to be from the body of the mazik itself? Which Tais explained, pirshan of bechiruch when it's normal. Because when it's not, we do have reptar from the Amid Beis that does say that then it is meguf. Next test not to bring a zigmara. Bemud mitchilasay mishamadlei. El kagayin deshan vayayin. That it's talking about where it was abnormal and then it became a mood. So he says, Zugir Sakunjus. This is Rashi's text. Rashi explains, because Kim the Yayid, oh, now it becomes Mu'ud. Oh, so now when you do it three times, that becomes the new norm. So B'chiechid B'tzorez Kiruchayu. So just like when Tzorez in the norm, Shemo Admit Chalos and Chatzin Ezek, that when it's Mu'ud from the beginning, is half the damage of Betzulah, not more. So Hanami is here also, the Shonim Ayayid, when it was deranged, and then became Mu'ud, L'chom and Mu'ud Mitchalos, it's not going to be any more stringent than how it was from the beginning. And the inadol tzroiris shishin behem, and there's no mood for tzroiris that you had done in an abnormal way. Oh, so this derived from the fact that we say you pay from the body itself. Amad the tzroiris kiruchay not megufay. So obviously tzroiris in the norm is also megufay, and betipshad didaba, and that's what the Gemara wants to attempt to say that could resolve the question of Rama if it's megufa or malia. So it says we're cautious, difficult because the heichem pashat hadarava. How could you resolve Rabbi's question? Dilma tzrayus ki urche me'aliyah. No, maybe the normal tzrayus is going to be me'aliyah from your pocket. Well, heich l'shani, but when you do it in abnormal, avgav the yayid. You're right. Although it becomes a mood, and the way Rashi is explaining that should make it into like back, almost like the regular tzrayus ki urchayu. It's not true. Dimisham gufay there, you'll pay from the body of the mazik itself because the tzatam is b'mkayim amedis. You have the element of the original tam still where it remains, which you don't have by Tzoros Kirachai. There's no Thomas B'mkayim Medes. And by Elam, don't say that you're right, Deloy Osel Mevshel B'Yidu Rabbah, that's not coming to answer Rabbah's question. El Balay Mez, rather, is coming to tell us. Sheesh, Liyash, Rabbah, Yisrael, and Yachar, you can explain the Bais in a different way, because the end of the Sugi is Hashas. That's not the way the Sugi of the Gemara sounds like. It sounds like it's coming to answer the question. So rather, it says, Menirka Girsa, the Gagas, rather, it seems like the Girsa, not like Rashi, that the text is, El Kagoyin De'ayayid, not the Shanim Ayayid, that it did it abnormal and became a mood. Rather, that it became a mood. And we can answer the question. We're not going to ask anything. Because the Rebbe Lazam, the loy poligi beplukt in simchas rabbanon, they're not disagreeing in the machlokes of simchas rabbanon, but loy b'deshani, and not when you do it in the abnormal way. Because marina, like we just said, or beplukt the Reb Tavim rabbanon, and or the machlokes of Tavim rabbanon. No, the tavayu rabbanon the simchas, rather both of them are like rabbanon of simchas. V'hacha b'tzrayus kirachayu, and here we're talking about the normal tzrayus with the ayid and became a mood. Ah, okay. So it's not totally in any of those other machlekesin. Ask the pasha by and then we can answer Rabbi's question. The yesh adol tzrayus that there is a mood for tzrayus, the ayid b'tzrayus kirachayu, which that's talking about the regular type of tzrayus. And mechem mashma, that's what sounds like, but they come from the fact that the Gemara says oydimo told the regali. And it says, it doesn't say that like it's similar, but rather it says, or maybe because it's a tal de regel. Mashma da rabbi shouldn't something. It literally is the tal de regel, which is the regular tzaris, not when there's an abnormal way. And b'chemin might say, another raya says tzaris, from the fact that it says the raya from hidus einem mu'ud, that when it does the dancing, it does not become a mu'ud. The achi urche ma'aseh, we already previously brought this that in the context of it's talking about that it's done in a normal way. So you see that's what we're discussing over here. Not like Rashi, that's the Shana Bayayid. Rather, a regulatory is the Ayayid, and that's going to prove, and that's going to answer the Rabbi's question that it becomes a mood for the Tzaris. So it says, with him, it's a wonder, because come on, Muchach, later on the Gemara, but the Testament of, it seems obvious, the Maya de Shinu, that is talking about in the abnormal way. Because Rabbi Hadabai Ravashi asked, Yashinu b'tzaris, is there a Shinu by Tzaris? But come on, the Gemara says the Batim should resolve him in the Bayi Rava from Rava's question of Yeshado. So it says Tais is Mechlal the Ein Shinoi. So obviously that we're talking about that there's no Shinoi Pidush the Iyash Shinoi, because if there would be Shinoi, so then Hecha Asa Medaviya Nezik Le Nezik Shalom. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So how could you come from a quarter of the Nezik to Nezik Shalom? So that therefore you see obviously that we're discussing and the Rava's teaching is related to Shinoi, because that's what Ravashi's question was. So it sounds like not like we just said. So too later on the Gemara asked about Meshunahu. But it's Meshunah. Mashma, it sounds like the Abim Mukma Plitai Bahadah. But had we explained this machlekes by Mu'ud Nicha, it would make sense. Mashma the way about the Shina Ari. It sounds like again that Rabbi's question is to Rishina. Sisters, actually, benedu b'tavayim and b'ayle. Actually, the first question was actually related to both. Im yeshado ilav, regarding both regular and mishuna, if there's going to be mu'ud or not. The I yeshado b'tzrayis kirchayu, if there is mu'ud by tzrayis in the normal way, gamag de Shina yeshado. Then you're right. Even Shina should be mu'ud because they kadav b'kering siba. The primary mu'ud is written by Karen, so for sure by mishuna. And if there is no mood in the regular way, gamma dishin, and then even when you do it in the abnormal way, there's no mood. Because becoming a mood can be more than when it normally is, and normally it cannot become a mood. So an abnormal way for sure can be more than that. So the question was on both of them, as we brought rice both ways. Now, Master Pesach just Rashi explains the be'inan. The boy the yeshado, this question of if there's a mood, he says no, you cannot explain it when it's the normal way because the kin the orches, like Rashi says, if it's normal, so I mean the normal tzrayus mali pamer shen mali pamer bi is what's the difference if it's the first time, the fourth time, or like Rashi says the 100th time. So it says love picha, it's not a question because kim dam rachman li karen mechatz nezik, since ultimately tzrayus is compared to karen with the fact that it pays only half the damage. It is applicable to have a mood, which is have to do three times, and it does become nezik shalom. The Rebbe Tosfos does not agree to Rashi's question, and he holds that the question of the Gemara is on both. Or Chayu and on Mishnah.